From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, February 6th. Coming up, S'mores Social and Stroll in Urbana, display black art in Decatur, and Skeleton Crew in Urbana. Will Call is coming up, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. That's in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Danville Election Commission is moving to keep City Council candidate Jaleel Jones on the April 1st ballot. As IPM's Jim Meadows reports, that's a repeat of the group's decision in December.
The Election Commission ruled on Alderman Darren York's objection to Jones in December, but the group failed to post proper advance notice of the meeting, prompting them to schedule a second one. This time around, they once again rejected York's argument because the Ward 7 alderman doesn't live in Ward 1 where Jones is running. Even if his objections were considered, Election Commission Chairman Tom Mellon says he thinks it's best practice to be lenient with candidates who make petition errors.
As opposed to be precise and picky, we're supposed to be generous with the idea that people should be able to run for office. And I think that's the general course of the case law.
Jaleel Jones is a first-time candidate who is challenging Ward 1 Alderman Robert Williams. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.
Hundreds of people braved freezing rain outside the Illinois State Capitol yesterday for a midweek rally against President Donald Trump's administration. Alex Degman reports.
It was part of an effort called 50 States, 50 Marches that held rallies at state capitals and federal buildings across the country. The Springfield event drew a few hundred people. Heather Kent came from Quincy with her mom. Kent feels congressional Democrats aren't doing enough to push back against President Trump's policies and the people Trump is working with.
These are dangerous times, and I need them to take it seriously. Don't just say that he's committed a crime, arrest him. If Elon Musk committed a crime, he should be arrested, like any of us would be.
The national movement is loosely organized, and a lot of people found out about the Springfield event and events around the country through social media. I'm Alex Degman.
Officials at the University of Illinois say they're working to clarify how federal policy changes under the Trump administration will affect operations on campus. U of I Chancellor Robert Jones announced a group of campus leaders and experts will be examining the impact of new federal directives. The group will be looking at federal updates on immigration, representation, research, and impacts on the U of I workforce. The school has also created a website to host official guidelines and answers to frequently asked questions. The site says if a new executive order affects work on campus, community members should continue as normal until the university offers updated guidance. And if officers with Immigration and Customs Enforcement visit campus offices or classrooms, the site directs people to call university police and the school's legal office. More answers about what to do if ICE comes on campus is available on the Office of the Vice Chancellor for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion website. The number 23 overall Fighting Illini men's basketball team lost on the road against Rutgers last night, 82-73. IPM's Colin Hyslope has more.
Illinois wasn't able to overcome the 8-point halftime deficit. The team has lost four of their last six games. The Illini struggled to shoot three-pointers, shooting 21% from behind the arc. Despite the loss, Illinois freshman Will Riley led the team with 20 points and 5 assists. The 15-8 Illini will travel to play Minnesota next, on Saturday at 5 p.m. I'm Colin Hyslope, IPM News.
Still to come, Will Call, where we'll talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. That's coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 43 degrees and west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 24 degrees, west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 37 degrees, a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 28 degrees, an east wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, cloudy with rain likely and a high of 38 degrees and a northeast wind 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, have you noticed that people seem angrier these last few years? According to a recent Mood of the Nation survey, 9 in 10 Americans from across the political spectrum say a recent political or news event got their blood boiling. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk about why and how we can manage it next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, February 6th, it's Speak Cafe at the Krannert Art Museum in Champaign. This is from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Song, Poetry, Art, and Knowledge is an open mic public performance space. It's curated by local artist Shea Robinson. You can share your art through the mic. Speak Cafe at the Krannert Art Museum is from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, February 6th.
And the show Skeleton Crew opens at the Station Theater in Urbana at 7:30 p.m. that same evening. This is the story of four African-American characters working at a Detroit auto plant that's at the risk of shutting down during the Great Recession. The show runs through February 16th. The Thursday and Saturday shows are at 7:30 p.m., and there are two Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Kimberly, you spoke with some members of the production staff.
I did. When they were holding auditions for Skeleton Crew, I spoke with Kendall Jensen and Lisa Gay Dixon. Lisa Gay Dixon is the director, and she talked a little bit about what this show actually is about.
It really is about how do people support each other, help each other, how do they get through those things that are, especially when it comes to race, how do they deal with issues of race in the workplace in traditionally white, traditionally male environments?
Again, that is Skeleton Crew at the Station Theater in Urbana at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, February 6th.
On Friday, February 7th, the CU Folk and Roots Winter Weekend is at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana. It starts at 5 p.m. Jordan Kay's Django Wrangle, Ernie Dean Hendrickson, and Keith Hall and the Creeping Grass will be performing.
To the fold, lay down, down, brother, lay on down.
The CU Folk and Roots Winter Weekend continues the next day on Saturday at noon, but it starts on Friday, February 7th at 5 p.m. at the Rose Bowl.
Also on Friday, February 7th, The Silhouettes at Milliken's Kirkland Fine Arts Center in Decatur. The show begins at 7:30 p.m., and The Silhouettes are a shadow dance company. They performed on America's Got Talent. That is so exciting.
That is exciting.
And they will perform Love Happens using light, color, video, photographs, dance, acting, and mime. Again, that is The Silhouettes at Milliken's Kirkland Fine Arts Center in Decatur at 7:30 p.m.
On Saturday, February 8th, you can dote on the does at Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery in Champaign at 11 a.m. Staff will guide you through caring for pregnant goats. This also runs through Sunday, February 9th at noon. For more information, you can visit prairiefruits.com.
And that afternoon from 2 to 5 p.m., display black art, local black artists at the African American Cultural and Genealogical Museum in Decatur. This is a celebration of Black History Month. You can see art by local black artists. Again, that is display black art on Saturday, February 8th.
On Sunday, February 9th, Nicole Kling is at the Bloomington Public Library from 2 to 4 p.m. Kling is an experienced herbalist and will share natural ways to combat the winter blues and other ailments. It's presented by the Herb Guild of McLean County. For more information about these and other events, you can visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Alex Degman, Emily Hayes, Colin Highslope, Adeline Moy, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.